Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All I hear are quarterbacks in my head now.
But see, well, and we can debate that because we still have to probably trade up to get that one.
I think we need to draft Tim Jenkins out of Fort Lewis College.
I think we need to move up to number 2 and go all in.
On who? On
whoever's there after Trevor Lawrence.
Well, they're all there. It'd be Fields, good. Lance, and yeah, but yes. So who's?
Well, okay, wait. You guys are doing the thing before the thing. Let's start the show. Let's start the show.
The Raiders is a team that we don't care for.
Something Bronco with Lori Lattimore Volkman, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch.
Yes, my master.
Get involved in the conversation at milehighreport.com. Incomplete.
After seemingly forever, ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to announce that this is Something Something Broncos, our first show of 2021. Tim Lynch, editor extraordinaire guy, Mile High Report, he's here. I'm here along with Lori Lattimore Volkman, editor extraordinaire person at Mile High Report, and it's me, Jess, the guy who writes an article on Monday. And it's usually an okay article as they go. But the important thing is that we are here, and this is Something Something Broncos. This 2020 season is behind us, and 2021 is here. The league year started last week. Holy cow, things are a little bit different. I'm going to go ahead and punch my ticket. I'm getting on the hype train because defense wins championships, and let's be honest, that's where we've spent most of our attention. So long as the offense doesn't come into play, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Is this really our first podcast of 2021?
Yes, Tim hosed us, man.
It's like end of March. That's 3 months. We're almost in the second quarter of the year.
Tim is rapidly scrolling through the history of podcasts, and he's like, son of a bitch, we haven't done one this year.
I'm reading about quarterbacks, okay? So that's what I have on my mind. But defense will win championships if the Broncos can score points.
I know. So long as we can score 13 points a game, I think we really got a good shot.
Oh, well, man.
How does it feel when I phrase it like that? And it's like, is there an in there? Like, it's like merging with traffic going the other direction.
The good news is we have Justin Simmons, who was one of the few people who could get interceptions on our team. So there's a chance for some pick sixes, which means if our offense doesn't come on the field, maybe our defense can score
and
get
good.
Us points and get us wins. And
Brandon McManus, it's a couple field goals. I mean, really, like if you think of it in those terms, good things are on the horizon. I mean, really.
So the key is not turning the ball over, which hasn't really been a strength of our offense.
You know what we should do? We should break it down. Tim, you want to lay down the comings and goings of everybody who's noteworthy?
In free agency, yeah.
We need to set the table so that the folks can eat.
They started off with getting Shelby Harris to a 3-year deal worth $27 million. They locked him down. He was scheduled to become a free agent. They got that deal in place before legal tampering officially opened last Monday. So.
And he was so excited to re-sign with the Broncos, he cried at his press conference.
Was so sweet, actually.
It was great. Are you kidding? Like, that's the kind of guy you want on your team.
And then he went crazy on Twitter to support his quarterback. So
that's right.
He's all
that's
in.
Right. That's right.
Let's not talk about that. well, things could change between now and September, so we'll see.
We need to actually. I may have misspoke because I said it's the kind of guy you want on a team. You want a guy who cries because he's so happy to be with your team, not a guy who cries during a game because he's doing terribly. Sorry, Paxton Lynch.
And then it was option time. They declined Kareem Jackson's option. Then they picked
Get out of here, Kareem Jackson. We don't need you.
And they picked up Von Miller's option.
They're like, come on back.
Near the deadline. They did re-sign Kareem Jackson to a smaller deal this week.
Welcome back, Kareem. Come on back. Come on in. Have a seat at the table.
Their big free agent signing was Ronald Darby, cornerback from Washington football team. That was like the first piece of the puzzle. Later that week, they picked up Kyle Fuller at corner. So now you got Bryce Callahan, Kyle Fuller, and Ronald Darby as your starters.
And can we talk about Fuller and what he means? Because like, that's like a big deal. That's a big deal.
He got cut and the Broncos signed him.
God damn it, Tim. I swear to God. He's a great player. He's fantastic. He's, you know, he came from the Bears.
It's the no-fly zone reincarnate. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, well, he's a stud.
He was a stud when Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator in Chicago. He had a couple of so-so years since, so it'll be interesting to see if he returns to form being reunited with Fangio. Fangio was obviously pretty excited about bringing him in, so he should get up to speed fast, too. So Callahan and Fuller be able to get that chemistry up pretty quick. And then it's just about getting Darby into the fold. I think the secondary is going to be pretty good. And you got Kareem Jackson came back. Justin Simmons got a long-term mega contract, highest paid safety, average per year in the league now. I mean, all those moves equal really kick-ass defense. I think the one that pissed people off was just letting Philip Lindsay walk because, you know, nothing's worse than skipping out on paying a running back big money when you can find a running back to do the same job for no money. So, I mean, that was a smart business move, but I get people love Philip Lindsay and are pissed about that.
The narrative is going to die of he was wearing Terrell Davis's number and this and that. I mean, that whole thing, I am so sad that I won't be able to hear that every single game that he plays in.
The thing
all
about
the time. Sorry, go ahead.
The thing with
were fans, you going to say something?
Oh my God! Were you?
No, please go ahead.
The thing about Philip Lindsay that Broncos fans need to understand is that this was a good move for the team and for Philip Lindsay. He wasn't a great fit for Shermer's offense. I mean, he's not a great blocker. He's not a great pass catcher. So he's just not going to get the reps and the success in our offense. I actually thought what George Payton did by giving him the original round tender initially was a favor to him. It allowed him to probably get higher offers because teams would recognize they didn't have to give up a second round pick for him. And he got a $3.25 million deal at the Texans. I'm not sure that's honestly a great opportunity for him, but in terms of money, it was great.
Little stat too. Through his first three seasons wearing Terrell Davis's number, he rushed for 2,000 yards less than Terrell Davis did in his first three seasons. So there's that too.
He did have two 1,000-yard seasons, which was a big deal for the Broncos running game.
Even with the 1,000 yards rushing each season, Terrell Davis still topped Philip Lindsay by 2K over a 3-year span.
I know in our chat room, Jeff Esri was talking about how, you know, these were all moves that should have happened. We knew we needed to get some cornerbacks. We knew we needed to keep Vaughn and try to keep Shelby, but it's likely Elway would have done all those things too. But there's also a chance that Elway would have lowballed Justin Simmons or not taken the option on Von Miller when he wouldn't restructure, because I think Elway's a little more geared for the money. He's not necessarily, ironically, as tied to keeping his own. And so I think what George Payton did was set a really nice tone for Broncos country, for Broncos fans to feel like this guy really cares about his players. And he's going to do that consistently probably every year.
I think the biggest thing that he did was he set the team up to really be able to do anything they want. The only position that really needs to improve is quarterback. If that's the route they go in the first round, they're not screwing themselves out of a need elsewhere, because he took care of all the needs. Just rock solid. You know, there's the whole Deshaun Watson discussion and that trade, how that could involve multiple first round picks and stuff. Where we're sitting here today after free agency, it's going to cost less to move up in the draft than it would be to go secure a veteran quarterback like Watson. So I've kind of changed my tune a little bit since last week. And then obviously with all this other news going on around Watson.
this other news.
what news is that?
Currently, there are 16 civil lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson, ranging from sexual harassment to sexual assault. There's been no criminal case filed. There's been no criminal investigation. Deshaun Watson and his lawyer said that a lot of this is false. So there's no use at this point speculating on guilt or innocence. It's fair for teams like the Broncos to still keep it as an option, but obviously waiting on the situation. You know, Deshaun Watson still has not been released by the Texans. So teams can't even talk to Deshaun right now.
Yeah, they're not even picking up the phone. So
going straight to voicemail. So like, I would love to hear some of those voicemails. Hi, it's us again. Just checking in. I haven't heard from you in a while. Just wanted to see how things are going with Deshaun. I see he's in the news a little bit. Just want to, you know, circle back on that.
I'd love to know how many times they've heard circle back in their voicemails.
John Lynch with the 49ers again. Just thought, hey, thinking about you. Just thinking about you. I know you're listening.
Well, the interesting thing here, too, is that George Patton.
Payton. George Payton.
Payton. God, why do I. It's you know, I know why I say it.
One time.
Yeah, it's George Payton. Peyton Manning. George Payton Manning. I got it. So. The interesting thing about George Payton is that he's really kept the salary cap space at above $25 million. With all these signings, he's restructuring deals. He's keeping the cap space. If you look at Deshaun Watson's contract and factor in how much it costs to sign your draft picks, $25 million would be right the number you'd want to stay above. So it leads me to believe that card is still on the table. Personally, I'm looking at the draft thinking you're going to get a cheaper contract. I mean, the biggest risk is you draft a dud, you know, and you draft a guy that's just not that great. He's, you know, maybe another Mitch Trubisky, and you spend 3 years just floundering around with a great defense, just like the Bears did. Get a guy like Deshaun Watson, who you already know is lights out and can play ball.
Like you said, we're in a good position no matter what. We trade up and we get a quarterback. You know, we have to give up a few things, but we haven't seriously hurt our chances next year by doing that, because all we're mostly needing to draft is depth. So let's say all this clears up for Deshaun Watson. The Texans do release him. If we had gotten a quarterback, perhaps, in the draft, that could be a piece as part of the trade or as part of the deal. You have some chess pieces to deal with if you need them as well. And if you don't get the quarterback in the draft, you have the cap space to maybe still pursue Deshaun again if that option comes up and seems like a good one still. And I also like that he didn't, if none of that happens, go with Drew Lock one more year and get rid of him the year after that.
I have a special message for all those people who believe in Drew Lock and want and think he's set for a big year. Yeah, that's one of them.
But I love how close by that always is.
I actually spent a lot of time watching throughout the season.
Tim, I'm sorry. I stole your thunder. You have a special message.
It, well, it translated too long, didn't read version is that the issue that I saw watching Drew Locke and why I don't think it's he's ever going to take a step forward that's ever going to amount to a top 10 QB is he just doesn't process information on the field quickly enough in the NFL. Doesn't have the anticipation to throw his wide receivers open. He's got to see it to believe it. On deep passes, we saw time and again last year, it's just a YOLO kind of ball. He's going to continue, you know, having where everything goes right, where his YOLO balls hit and, you know, he wins a game and people are like, oh my God, he's going to be great. And it's like, no, look what's happening. It's nothing's changing from the terrible football play we saw the week before and the great win, comeback win we saw this week. It's the same guy. Didn't seem to progress at all last year. When you look at his rookie season, all of those reads were super, super simple. One read, West Coast style thing, which might be the fit for him, but I don't even think he'd be that great of a quarterback in that system either. Maybe his ceiling is below average starter. If you run it back with Locke this year, we're going to be disappointed. It's going to be another losing season. Now we're going to probably lose Vic Fangio because we're looking at three straight losing seasons. And, you know, the Broncos are an organization that doesn't handle that well. We have Vic Fangio building this great defense and the defense is going to be great, but they're going to be on the field forever because Drew Locke sucks. And it's just going to be a disaster for the franchise. I think it'll set us back for probably a couple of years because we'll lose Vaughn.
Then the team is going to get sold to someone else and they're going to move it out of Denver. And then the NFL is going to fold and the asteroid's going to collide with the earth.
We'll see.
The defense has been completely remade. Get on the hype train with us, Tim.
The defense, if they're on the field for 40 minutes a game, is going to get hurt, just like they did last year.
Or they're going to score.
I mean, we didn't have Vaughn last year, the whole year.
Yeah.
We had so few defenders by those last five games.
Or secondary.
Yeah, because they were all getting hurt because they were playing more snaps than any other team in the league.
That was a pretty quick trip from great free agency to we're going to suck next year.
It all depends on quarterback.
I'm not quite as...
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Doom and gloom as you are on Drew Locke. Although I'm with you, I don't think he is the long-term answer. When he'd make a little progress, he wasn't willing to kind of stick with that and going through the growing pains of learning. He always reverted at some point back trying to like make the play, save the game, which you can't do that in the NFL unless you're amazing and accurate the way Aaron Rodgers can be or Deshaun Watson. Like these guys can chuck that ball because they also are throwing where they want to, not just throwing it up. Let's say we trade up and we're going for one of these college quarterbacks. You have to be all in. You've got to put everything into sticking with this guy through thick and thin. If we do what we did with Paxton Lynch or even Drew Locke, we're going to suffer and have wasted a first round pick.
For me, it comes down to this and this alone. And this comes from Mike Clay from ESPN. If we remove QB from the discussion, that's the caveat here. These are the teams with a top 10, if not top 5 roster right now. Browns, Broncos, WFT, 49ers, Patriots, and Giants. You have the roster, but if you don't have a QB in the NFL, what's the point? You're lucky to make the playoffs. And if you get when you get to playoffs, you're going to get curb stomped by a team with a quarterback.
I absolutely agree with that. But do you think Trey Lance or Justin Fields is good enough to get us to the playoffs as a rookie?
If he's good enough to get us to the playoffs eventually, I'll eat this season. Look at Justin Herbert from the Chargers. He had a fantastic season, rookie of the year type season. If they got quarterback play like the Chargers got, this team's going to win a lot of games because the defense is going to be that good. Look at the weapons on offense. How can you not have a good season?
We were on the hype train last year, and it was like, we've got Judy and Fant, and oh my God, Cortland Sutton's going to have a breakout year. Yeah. It all sounds so fast.
If we're going with the rookie, that's a big gamble too for a new GM and for Vic Fangio to deal with this year. I'm really glad George Payton is going to the pro days of all these quarterbacks because it means he'll be confident. If we're going to trade up, we're going for a quarterback he definitely thinks can take the team.
As long as it's not Mac Jones, I'm okay with that plan.
Nine is awful far away from the top two.
I like Zach Wilson, but the Broncos probably have to move up aggressively to go for him. I actually like Zach Wilson over Justin Fields.
Why?
comes down to what people say about his short and intermediate passing game. If we're going to push for the playoffs, I feel like that's the guy that would come out right out the gate and have a good season. Justin Fields and Trey Lance, I think, might need a year. Obviously, the Jaguars quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, would be the most ideal candidate, but he's gone. So what everybody says, I'm not a draft guru. Zach Wilson would be the most pro-ready rookie type quarterback.
I don't believe any of those people anymore when they say, you know, a pro-ready quarterback.
I use that word. They didn't use it. I'm sorry.
Well, they do use it.
I've fallen for it before.
And the other thing that happens is these pro-ready top quarterbacks go to the worst teams in the NFL. Luckily, if we did get a rookie quarterback, he is coming into a very good team.
Well, that's what we thought about Drew Lock's first season last year. So George Payton's doing all the right things. The roster's strong, and I just worry that we're going to end up with very poor quarterback play again, and it's going to be another 5-6 win season again. I just don't want to deal with that again. It's just so disappointing. You know, I'm also a spoiled Broncos fan. I'm not used to losing year after year after year, so that's been really hard for me to adjust to. Okay. Chiefs going to Super Bowls is really, really not something I'm used to. So.
It is fun, though, to see him lose a Super Bowl. That was kind of fun.
That was fun.
That was okay.
Pretty, what if Tampa broke Patrick Mahomes like we broke Cam Newton? What if he's never the same?
I don't think that's going to happen, but it would be great.
Great for the Chiefs to just be like early 1980s San Diego Chargers, scoring 40 points a game and losing. I like it.
I don't really know how we pick up the hype train from here, because I was really excited about the defense, but now it's like Drew Lock. It might be rookie quarterback. We might have to give up the whole draft to get that guy. Is it worth it? I don't know.
There's no holes on the roster, so you're good to give up. This is the year to give up a draft for a quarterback.
You have been listening to Something Something Broncos, and we apologize that it has taken so long for us to get back to you, our faithful listeners. And we promise we will be back next week. Right, Tim?
Right. Maybe.
We promise. And you can listen to us whenever we podcast this year. On wherever you get your podcast, Spotify, iHeartMedia. But what is another one? Lori, go ahead. What's one? Tell us one.
Apple.
Google. Yes.
Stitcher.
Yes. Yep. Those are all valid. And you should be proud to listen to us on any of those platforms. Oh, yeah. You can leave us reviews.
We need a review.
Well, we have to have shows in order for there to be reviews. If there are any reviews, they're months old. You've been listening to Something Something Broncos. I am Jess Place, joined by Lori Lattimore-Volkman and Tim Lynch. And thank you for listening to us and our ramblings. We are very excited about the defense, not so excited about the offense. It's going to be an exciting 2021 season, maybe.
Come on, quarterbacks.
Is this a good show?
No. I know it's a good show.
I was rusty for sure, so. I was like, I don't even know what the hell I was talking about half the time.
That's all right. We got to get back in the swing. We got to do it again next
week. Well, it's perfect because Jeff, geez.
Hi, have we met? I'm the ghost of Brian Sanders.
Jess was on the hype train and you talked yourself way down from there.
Because you said run it back with Drew Lock and it just set me into motion.
A correction on the reporting of the foul. Both teams were on the both up. Both fouls were on the kicking team.
We're all right, Jess. You're gonna bring us in. You're gonna open.
Yes. I gotta do my labels first. La 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 la. Guilty. I say he's guilty.
Shut up.
He released Nick Vanette.
I know.
Oh, there goes Drew Lock's largest crutch. Like, where is he going to throw to now? My son had it in his room for a while. Give me that. I need that. This is official podcast property. Should we do like a theatrical reading of each of the complaints against Deshaun Watson?
That would be funny and terrible.
It would be, man, it's a bad idea. Yeah.
Something, something Broncos brought to you every 6 months.
It's, yeah. It's an episodic miniseries. Like, while, while we're on the subject, Lori, fan of cottage cheese? Do you like cottage cheese?
Not plain. I put it in some dishes that I cook, but...
What do you cook with cottage cheese?
Lasagna sometimes.
Oh.
When I want to do a healthier version of
you don't like a ricotta?
I love ricotta, but I can make it with cottage cheese too.
Okay. Tim, you're a fan of cottage cheese?
No.
Did you guys ever go to cafeterias when you were a kid, like with your grandparents?
Yeah. Oh, all the time.
Like Furs or Luby's. You guys remember those?
Goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. So they would always have. Oh yeah. You try to get like the bowl of pudding and like your grandparents like break your knuckles, like don't touch it. It's 48 cents extra.
They always had Jello with whipped cream on the top, which I was like, that's disgusting.
Oh, it's so fancy. It's so fancy. Yeah. Cottage cheese, of course, has sat there for a long time. So that it's like started to separate. And so there's like the little like ring of like bizarre fluid. Like I would always get the cottage cheese because that was really delicious looking to me as a child. So, and I wasn't allowed to get the pudding.
Edit.
You've been listening to Something Something Broncos, a feature of MileHighReport.com with Lori Lattimore-Volk, Jess Place, and Tim Lynch. Get involved in the conversation at MileHighReport.com.